first. We put a line through 3, 4, and 8.
Well, Condor Heroes was expected to win the Pogo Pogo before it bolted and in the preliminaries and was declared a late scratching. It looks clearly better than these, I thought. Just for the fact it hasn't run in a while might be a concern. But Condor Heroes, I've got on top as the banker in the first to beat number 10, Showy Zoe. I liked the speed that she showed in a trial. She did hang a little bit on the home turn there at Ramwick. But when she was pushed out, I thought it was a pretty dominant win. So I expect her to give a big sight. Likewise for Ordos Honneur, Chris Waller's Fastnet Rock filly. She showed a lot of pace in her Rose Hill trial, and I thought that was very good work. And Arjumon, John O'Shea's filly, although when she was squeezed, her response was quite good when second behind Miss Demi. So I quite liked all of those. I thought Bella Success actually trialled quite nicely as well. But in the first, my trifecta will be 2 on top, stand out from 10, 9 and 6.
All right, second event, take out 1, 4 and 8.
Sheikah, for mine, looks the goods here, resuming from the spell, but it's won both its trials leading up to this. Josh Parr on the saddle on both occasions. But I like the way it followed through and hit the line really well at the end of the 1,050 metres. And I think that might be significant. A lot of these two-year-olds have had trials over the 700 or 900, but this has trialled over 1,000, so that's a big plus there. Villa Victoria's last run at Warwick Farm on the heavy wasn't too bad. Blinkers going on. I just expect with natural improvement and a better concentration that Stella Victoria is a chance. Spencer, I really liked his trial, but it was over the short trip of 7:40 at Randwick, but he closed off really well. And Kookaburra, its trial at Rose Hill looked to be very nice work. I don't think that Tyneglen really asked too much of it on the fence. So I thought there was something in the tank there. So a bit of depth here, but 9, 10, 3 and 2, and I'd like to think I've got that wrapped up with those numbers.
Rightio, third event, 4 and 5 out.
Sea Bloom thought the run at Wyong was enormous, really, under the circumstances. Let's just hope she's not out the back giving away a big start again. But I really like the way she hit the line in that maiden race there that day. But two of the newcomers I expect to run well. Firstly, Chris Waller's three-year-old, Best Guess, being handled by Glenn Schofield. Although it was very easy work and its trial, the time was nothing flash, but it looked to do the job well. And Medlin, I thought, just cruised along in the lead in its 1,050-metre trial at Randwick under heavy conditions. It looked good as well. So whilst I do like Sea Bloom off the Wyong run, I think both numbers 1 and 3, the debutants, will run well. And White Moss, number 8, I've made the fourth selection. Thought her run at Warwick Farm was pretty handy.
Well, no, the fourth full field.
Okay, not too many chances here, but I'm going with Martont. I really like the win on the soft going at Randwick first up. Prepared to forgive the last run. She was wide no cover and very keen and just didn't see it out under the very heavy conditions that day. So I think Martont's worth another chance. The only two I'm worried about is Barood. Very big class drop for this. On face value, I thought it had every chance at Randwick, but this is a much easier assignment. And Alpen Rose loves the soft going. So 5, 2, 4, they're the main chances. And of the rest, I thought Queenian had some appeal of the third and fourth end of the prize. But 5, 2, 4, and 6 there on the fourth.
The fifth one at 2, 3, 4, and 7.
Now that Divine Sanctions come out, I've got it down to the Beyond Baker pair, For Real and a Shock Alert. I think For Real, since they transferred her over from New Zealand to here, Beyond's been able to find the easy races and pick them all off. But she looks very promising, related to It's a Done Deal. So looks as though she's been a late bloomer and she's putting it all together. So at this trip of 2,200 metres, For Real makes a lot of appeal. Over the stablemate, Shock Alert, who I thought stayed on OK at Doomben last time, suggesting that the trip won't be an issue. Woo Gok, the last run was pretty impressive there at Beaumont, but Woo Gok hasn't been the most reliable of conveyances, so I don't want it too high on the tips. And Sis Montaigne, not sure about the heavy conditions with Sis Montaigne, but the High Chaparral, four-year-old's in good form at the moment. 6, 8, 5, and 1 in the fifth.
Right, I race 6. We put a line through 5 and 6, Hot Hit and Sweet Serendipity.
A few chances here, but I was with Rose of Man first up. I just love it when this mare gets on rain-affected going. It was actually the first time she'd been on a or been able to win on a real heavy track, but she let down really well to beat Alpen Rose. Use Alpen Rose as a bit of a yardstick there from the previous. Super Maxi, though, is a big danger. Drawn wide out is going to be an advantage as the card goes on as they chop up near the inside, but Super Maxi's got the class to win it. I think Burra Do The wet track form speaks for itself. Just the inside gates are concerned. And the Shadow Lord will handle the soft as well. But I thought the two winning chances were 8 and 4. And I'll be putting 3 and 1 in for the exotics.
Righto, race 7, scratch 3, Mortal Platoon, 4, Get Up Strop, and 5, Smackitus.
Pretty hard to tip against Dortmund, although it was run down by an old horse last time in Lay Down the Law. It was a good, honest run here by the colt. He's lightly raced, he's run well every time, and he's 2 kilos better off with Josh Parr taking over. Number 10, Countess Marinov, will handle the wet, and although she was safely held last time, I think this race is easier. Kanachi comes in off 2 barrier trials. Has been scratched for a number of races, so today they're happy to go with Kanachi. He handles the wet, no issues. And El Mio Destino can handle the wet on the right occasion. So 8 on top from 10, 2 and 7.
And the 8th, take out 1, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 13 and 21.
All right, well, with the scratchings, this is what I've come up with in the end. Rebe Rampart, who I have to say I'd never paid too much attention to prior to her third at Hawkesbury behind Shazzy Lee. When I went back and watched the reap, I thought, well, you should have finished a lot closer. She was pretty badly held up on the home turn, and nothing was really finding the line better than her. Now, that was on a heavy 8 that day, so that might just be the key to Rebe Rampart, real soft going. So off that, of course, she's into the provincial final. This will be a warm-up today, but I think this is a very winnable race now with all the scratchings. The 3-0 box will be up on the speed. Magurian can control what part of the track he wants to run on. The 14 high impulse, although the trip looks wrong, it'll get through the wet, and it's going to be very testing conditions late. I know high impulse will run it out. And a Tribal Wisdom looks a very interesting runner now that it's well and truly in the field. But 9 each way for me there in the 8th to be 3, 14 and 16.
Righto, what's your best?
Oh, there's a 9th race, you know.
Oh, sorry, yeah, that's right. Well, it's the last. I was looking, I'm thinking, we've nearly got through. We've got 1, 3, 4, 8, 9, 10 out.
Well, in fact, I quite like Motor in the last. Very keen on this. But there's no shame in running second to Anisha last time. Anisha only got it in the last few hops. I'm not really a fan of this Gretna. I don't want to be falling into her as favourite. Steal me out of that. Motor in the last leg of the quaddy to beat 7 Invincible Dame, who ran well last time out. I guess through process of elimination, I'll put Gretna in for third with the blinkers going on, but I'm not keen. And Express Point, best of the rest. But the more I look at it, I really like Motor in the last. 2 on top. I don't even get 1 out there in the last leg of the quaddy. 2, 7, 6 and 14.
All right. Your best today, Darren?
My best is Martont. But the way I've just looked at the last, I'm talking myself right into Motor because I can't believe she's not favourite. When I heard Mums read the prices out before and they're backing Gretna in front of Motor, I almost want to jump ship and make Motor the best.
Oh, go on, be daring.
Well, it's all locked in. Had 2 best bets. That's not too greedy, is it?
No,
all
have
the to. Have lost lately.
Yeah, it's like pinching biscuits out of the barrel. Go and have 2.
I'll see you at Campbell tomorrow.
All right, good on you, mate.